Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Humphrey. We're here Sundays at 9 o'clock right here on blogtalkradio.com. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Brenda Davis, the realtor that moves you, and Hallway Industrial Cleaning, 248-516-8300. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list here. First off, let's start with Henrietta Ivey, community activist, home care advocate, our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to all the citizens in the city of Detroit.
Great. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, and speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, team. And good morning to everyone that listens across the globe.
Chaplain Stephen Cathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the entire team. Shout out to the missionary and shout out to Detroit today.
Yes. All right. We got, let me tell you, this hour is going to go by so fast, but I do want to start off on a sad note this morning. It is so heartbreaking to hear about the loss of our number one sponsor, Attorney Johnny Hawkins. His son passed away this week, 32-year-old Jonathan Lamont Hawkins, also known as JX. And thank you, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, for letting me know about this announcement.
Morning, Michael. You know, anytime that death happens in our lives, it is always a sad occasion. Unfortunately, death is an appointment that no man can escape. And at this time, I'd like to extend our condolences from our family, from our radio station, from our Sunday morning team to Johnny Hawkins and his family on this great loss. Let us just hold him up, keep him in prayer, send him our love and our hugs so that he and his family can get through this very difficult time.
Yes, I know this is short notice, but I'm going to ask two people. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, if you can just say a short prayer on behalf of the family of Jonathan Lamont Hawkins. And then at the end of the program, Chaplain, I would ask you also to share some words on the passing of Attorney Johnny Hawkins' son. Evangelist?
Lord, we thank you just for this day and just for being an amazing God. Lord, we thank you for the Hawkins family, and we know that you're able to comfort them as only you can, that you would just give them and grant them peace in their lives right now, just give them a reason to smile during this time. I give them the peace to know that they can go ahead and grieve and release them into your hands. Give them understanding for the loss of such a young individual, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do through this loss. We thank you for just being their comforter. Death is a difficult thing, but we know if we trust and believe in you, that you'll comfort their hearts in the name of Jesus. We give you all praise, we give you all glory, and we give you all honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want to thank Attorney Johnny Hawkins for supporting the program. And, you know, as you all know, I hope I'm like this when I become successful. Humble. He is so humble, and he doesn't have all these people around him, the entourage of people. He will talk to you directly. And what a humble person, hardworking, and easy to talk to. He doesn't have that air about him like some people do, you know.
Right.
Even though he is nationally known, he is the easiest person to talk to, and I'm so glad that I, you know, we joked about it on the radio the other day on the Praise Network, but I truly am blessed, and I'm grateful to know Attorney Johnny Hawkins and to have met some of his family the last time he was here in Detroit. I just want to share, yeah, we are going to do news and weather, and we are going to talk about some things this morning. But I do want, as I said, Chaplain Kathy to come back to this before we go up the air this morning. But I want to share these words that I wrote since Kimberly called me. I did get a chance to sit down and think about this, and this is what I wrote. It's called Life, and it's for the Hawkins family, Johnny Hawkins, on behalf of his son, Jonathan Lamont Hawkins. Life. Life is forever. In one form or another, life is truly forever. That's what we basic human beings may not fully understand, that the true meaning and power of life is that once you receive the gift at birth, it transforms time. It can outlive time. And when this time ends, we transition into a forever state of power called eternal life. Our existence is not a mistake. It's not a freak of nature. It's no error, no luck, no fluke, engineered. All of this we see and hear and feel is no mistake. It is too organized, too intricate, too perfect, too technical, too wonderful, too beautiful, too masterful, too expansive, too great, too powerful, too detailed, too complete. Life is a condition of perfection. Life is perfect. Life is forever. Stevie said, don't you worry about a thing. Your son, he's okay right now. However, we are still here. Kim said, think about you. Think about us. We will see each other again. You will see your son again, because God is merciful. God is love. Life is for you. Life is for me. Love is for life. Life is forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I don't know if you all got the melody to that. It was His Eye Is on the Sparrow, and
I was back in
Susan. Yes, yes. You had to listen carefully for the melody, and that was His Eye Is on the Sparrow. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the latest news and weather right after these messages.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together, we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything
all right.
Is gonna be alright.
Thanks for joining us, those of you who are listening on the phone and streaming on blogtalkradio.com. In the news this morning, the Queen's second son has been stripped of his cherished royal titles and will be the only one of his siblings no longer referred to as his or her Royal Highness. Buckingham Palace announced this Thursday. The extraordinary statement came a day after a federal judge rejected a bid to have a civil suit against him in New York thrown out. Judge Lewis Kaplan effectively said Prince Andrew does have a case to answer after being accused of sexual assault. Now he's facing the prospect of a very public trial later this year on allegations brought by Virginia Guffrey, who claims she was sexually trafficked to the Royal by convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein when she was underage. Andrew has previously denied all allegations and said that he does not recall ever meeting the then 17-year-old, nor does he remember ever having the picture taken with her that has been featured repeatedly in the media and around the world. Maybe he forgot. A royal source told us that all Andrew's titles, his military affiliations, and other royal patronages were returned to his mother, the Queen, effectively immediately, and will be redistributed to other members of the family. To be clear, Prince Andrew retains his own Duke of York title, and he's still a member of the royal family, but he will no longer represent the Queen in an official capacity. Police in New York City arrested a man who allegedly pushed an Asian woman in front of an oncoming subway train Saturday morning, New York police said in a news release. The man, identified as 61-year-old Simon Marshall, was charged with second-degree murder. He turned himself into NYPD less than an hour after the incident, and he was taken into custody. New York police say that the incident was a random attack. Police said 40-year-old Michelle Alyssa Goh died after she was pushed onto the tracks of the oncoming train at Times Square 42nd Street subway station. The suspect then fled the scene.
How horrible is that? How horrible is that?
Yes. In one of those strange weather stories, an underwater volcano erupted Saturday near the remote Pacific nation of Tonga, triggering tsunami warnings across the Pacific and for the west coast of the United States, causing strong waves and currents in many coastal areas. The volcano's eruption was dramatic, sending plumes of gas and ash thousands of feet into the atmosphere, though early reports of damage were limited. A 4-foot tsunami wave was reported to have hit Tonga's capital, sending people rushing to higher ground, and witnesses said ash had fallen from the sky. There were no immediate reports of the extent of injuries or damages, but internet service in the country was disrupted, making it difficult to assess. I've never heard of an underwater volcano eruption. It's just a sign of the times. China has started building a massive quarantine camp that holds more than 4,000 people to deal with the recent coronavirus outbreak in the country. The outbreak has led to millions of people going into lockdown. The camp is located in a province called Hebei, which is outside of Beijing, come with Wi-Fi and air conditioning. They are dealing with COVID in a very strange, strange way. Very strange. Yeah. All right. I want to hear from the Sunday morning team. Let me just sit back. Let's go down the line. This is the most exciting part of the show for me, and that's just to go down the list and see what's on everybody's mind. Henrietta Ivy, let's go. Let's go.
Good morning, Michael. You know, I'm just trying to get my wrap my mind around somebody being pushed in front of a train.
Hold on a second. You faded out a little bit, and we.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better. Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just saying that I'm wrapping my mind around a person who's minding their business, getting up, going about their day, and lose their life being pushed in front of a train for what? You know, this is something, and I don't know, for some reason I got up early this morning. I just, something was just in my spirit. I get up early all the time, but today was just kind of one of those spirit-filled moments where I was thinking about the world and the way that things are massively changing and how people are so corrupt, evil, and envious and diabolical. I try to wrap my head around that, and then to hear a story of a woman who's up minding her business, and she loses her life for no reason at all. We are living in some revelation times. We are living in some hard times to deal with walking out your door and the mental concept of hoping you make it back home safe and alive. And I was just saying on my Facebook page how I was just sitting back thinking about the days when things were just simple. Like you can get up in the morning, the sun would shine, whether it was winter, spring, summer, fall, and feel confident in knowing that life was good, even through your struggles, even through some hard times. You had that security of knowing God was going to take care of it. A lot of people have lost that because of the mentality and the mental illnesses and the loss of not knowing what to do, who to turn to. And I can only say this, if we all just gave God a little bit more of our time, things would get so much better. If we would just put our faith in him like we did of the days past, things would be a whole lot better. You know, there's a scripture that said, I believe it is Psalm 23, verse 4, says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff reassure me. I have to cling to these words, and I wish that everybody who's feeling some type of a disconnection to this world will reconnect with God. I say that with everything in my being, because I feel like that's where we have gotten to where we are now, because we have disconnected from God's hand.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, this is my original conversation, but I just feel like with these what you just spoke about, it just led me to say that from the heart. I really wanted to talk about the midterm elections, but I'll try to get into that before the show is over. I'm just trying to wrap my head around all of this chaos right now.
Yeah, you know, Henrietta, sometimes I've done that a few times over the years. People don't even know. I plan on covering one thing, but something happens, you know, within a day or hours or minutes, and sometimes on the program itself, and I just have to scrap it and just change what I was going to say, you know, because it's just like, you know, you can't have everything scripted out, you know, with God. Things are not, life is not scripted out anyway.
Mm-mm.
And
Mm-mm.
it could change tomorrow.
In the blink of the moon. Yeah.
Yes. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
To Johnny Hawkins and his family.
Yes.
My deepest condolences to him and his family. I'm truly praying. And I have, you know, I just wish it wasn't this way for my friends, but I definitely send my condolences to him and his family.
Absolutely. Kimberly.
Absolutely. So good morning. You know, Henrietta's right. There's so much chaos. There's so much confusion and sadness in our world. And many people have lost hope. And yes, we should all keep God first. That's why we should throw our cares onto the Lord, for he cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. But this morning, I want to read an article to you that I found that spoke to me. And it talks about how the small victories that can make a huge difference in our daily lives. Many times we're looking for that big thing to fix instead of looking at the smaller things that add up in our lives and taking those things as an accomplishment instead of always looking ahead. From finding a $20 bill in an old jacket to finally finishing a TV series on the watch list, the average person has 4 small wins a day, or 1,460 every year, according to a new survey. A poll of 2004 Americans delved into the impact of life's little successes and found that 4 in 5 have become more conscious of their small wins since the start of the pandemic. Find these wins to be crucial for powering through the day, according to the survey conducted by One Poll for TGI Fridays. So much so, 67% have made a conscious effort to recognize and celebrate them more compared to before the pandemic. When it comes to self-care, 92% of all respondents have been exploring different methods of maintaining personal wellness, excuse me, and 87% said recognizing any small wins each day is a crucial form of self-care. Respondents also listed things such as paying off a bill or hitting a savings goal, 56%, and sweet surprises like getting a free cup of coffee. I'm telling you guys, you got to find your coffee because life will change for you. Or finding a great parking spot, 53%, as other small wins worth celebrating. No matter the achievement, however, 82% said there's no such thing as a win being too small to celebrate. So what are the best ways to celebrate small wins? 54% said telling friends and family about small successes is the best way to savor it. And half said treating yourself to a special dinner or a cocktail is another great way to celebrate. So here's a list quickly of the most satisfying small wins. And I've done all of those.
Don't encourage me, Kimberly. Don't start something. Don't start it.
All right, so listen. The most satisfying small wins. Yes, it's Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. Hearing new music for the first time. Completing self-care activity, finishing watching a TV series, paying a bill off, achieving a savings goal, completing chores, decorating for the season. How many of us actually decorated for Christmas? Finding money in old clothes, getting the best parking spot, trying a new food for the first time, achieving a fitness goal, reading a book, learning to cook a new dish. Arriving just in time, fixing a typo before hitting send, and getting off work early. How Americans have practiced self-care since the start of the pandemic, spending quality time with loved ones, 48%, staying for granted, 42%, writing down goals, small wins win big successes in a journal, 42%. Exercising, doing yoga, 42%. Spending more time outdoors, 40%. Having more celebrations, even for small things, 40%. And unplugging from social media, which I have done, 32%.
Excellent. I noticed those small victories in the past. They do happen daily, and they're little, and if it didn't happen, your day would be much worse. You know, I like when I was surprised the other day when I just clicked on and checked the balance in my account. And it something popped up that I didn't expect, you know, a credit.
Right.
A deposit.
Those are always nice, aren't they, Michael?
Yes. Those are beautiful. You know, like a Cash App thing that you know, that cha-ching that you hear. Mm-hmm. I like to hear that too. Those are some beautiful successes, little successes during the day. Those make a big difference. I know exactly what you're talking about. I like that article. All right, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
I like that article too. small victories do make currently in school. So completing a class, completing a semester, absolutely makes a difference. I do a lot of planning and activities for the church. Well, all the planning activities for the church, and seeing people receive, you know, brand new items that they don't have to pay for, and seeing people become emotional because they're receiving free food from us, or, you know, they didn't have things for their children for Christmas and they were able to come to get free items, seeing their response, that's victory. So thank you for that story, Kim. We talk about how we have a thought that comes to us, and then things always, you know, well, not always, sometimes things change because of what's going on in the world. My heart really goes out to the Hawkins family, because death, it's very difficult, whether it's someone young or older. It is a difficult thing to just process and go through. especially, I should say, especially when it's a younger person. So, because we feel like they have so much life left in them. So my heart really goes out to that family. I did have a thought for a scripture that Henrietta was going to read it when she went to Psalms, but the next chapter, she went to 23, Psalms 24 talks about who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord and who shall stand in this holy place, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. I kind of thought about the story that Michael shared with us, the gentleman that pushed the lady over, is the opposite of those that have clean hands and a pure heart. As we go throughout our lives and we consider our daily activities, we think about what's right and we think about what's wrong. When we're born into the world, our parents don't have to teach us to lie. They don't have to teach us to do wrong. It just, for some of us, it just automatically, we just lean towards doing things that are not pleasing or that are wrong. But this talks about being in the presence of the Lord and being closer to God. Who can be that person? And it's up to us to go to God and ask him to help us, because daily we have choices to make in our lives. It's up to us to go to him and ask him for help so that he can put us in that place where we're of clean hands and a pure heart and of the best intention. So much chaos, so much, so many corrupt things going on in the world. But let us make a conscious decision each day to go before the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart and do the right thing each and every day. And then Psalms 91, which is scripture that I love, it just says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So when you find yourself dealing with crisis or facing decisions and you just don't know which way to go, get into your secret place so that you can make right decisions for your life and for the lives of others that you have an impact on. So that's just my little thought for today.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate it so much. Chaplain Kathy.
John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you.
I just read that.
Amen. You did? You just read that? Was I not paying attention?
No, not out loud. I read it personally.
You did?
I read it personally.
Amen. Okay. It says, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. There's going to be a lot of troubling times coming, but the issue, the thing is that we see it now. See, when we were younger, when we were getting to the age that we are right now, we were distracted about throughout all the things that was going on in life as a kid and growing up. So a lot of the things that were going on, we never got a chance to really see it or be a part of it because the grown people protected us from it. So I think that what we need to do is that we need to reach out to those that have been through what we're going through in this time. I love how the sister said earlier, because I believe that if those of us that love God the way that we say we do, if we were to praise and glorify God just a little bit more, the world that we're living in now would doubt him less. The answer to anything that we got going on in our lives is, as I said before, it's 2 Chronicles 7:14. He says that if my people, which are called by my name, we know the rest, you see? So we have an answer to no matter what it is that we're going through, because we can look back and see what God has already done for somebody that has gone through the same thing. So I just encourage the city of Detroit, I encourage everyone to build that great relationship with God, that you can be able to understand that he's never left us, nor would he ever forsake us. Amen. That's what I wanted to share with you this morning.
Thank you.
Amen.
So much, Chaplain. We appreciate that. And the input from the whole Sunday morning team today has been very powerful. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what's the weather like? I haven't warmed up since I walked out this morning. I'm serious. What's the temperature right now?
It's called frigid, Michael. It's 15 degrees. It's cold. So today's high will be 29, folks. It's cold. It'll be mostly sunny with a low of 20. Tomorrow, look for scattered snow showers with a high of 32 and a low of 19. On Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 34 and a low of 27. On Wednesday, whoop, whoop, we're going to have a high of 36 with scattered snow
showers.
Oh,
now that's going to feel like spring.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. With a low of 12. On Thursday, we'll go back to a high of 23 with partly cloudy skies and a low of 10. And on Friday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 24 and a low of 17. And then on Saturday, we'll have more scattered snow showers with a high of 28 and a low of 14. Keep those hats and gloves out. Keep those coats out. Make sure your car is gassed up. It is cold, guys.
Oh, yes. Oh, that is so important. Don't let it get down to a quarter of a tank because
right.
it's going to be too cold for that car to start. I learned already.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get a jump. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I made sure that it never got below half a tank. So
exactly.
and this is dangerous weather. If you if you're outside for too long, you know, be careful. Make sure that you know, that things with the car are going right. Make sure that you stay out of that, because if you're out in this for too long, it was 10 early this morning when I left.
Mm-hmm.
It was 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I look like it. How much? What is it now? 15.
It's 15. It went up 5 degrees, Michael.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, we can't even tell the difference. Yeah. Yes. All right. I am going to be opening.
Let me just say, I'm going to
open up phone lines in a minute, too. Uh-huh. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, remember the homeless individuals during this time, too.
Yes.
I have been, you know, 15 degrees. So I had to go back in my closet and change what I was going to wear today when she said it was going to be 15 degrees. But let's remember those that are less fortunate, you know, that are in homes that may not have heat. You know, if there's anything that you can do, you know, on your part, sometimes I'll just give out hats and gloves. Last year I kept blankets in my car and I would give out blankets. But whatever you can do to help those that are less fortunate, let's remember them during this time.
Yes, because there's nowhere to run and hide in this type of weather. You can't be outside in this weather. This can be a fatal experience if you're outside in this kind of weather. You can lay down on the sidewalk and not get back up. This is serious.
Right.
This is serious.
And remember,
right.
COVID is still active too. And so people that are going into shelters, they are risking their safety by getting warm, but putting themselves at risk because you're interacting with other people because the need is so great.
Yes. I got a couple of notes, and then I'm going to go right to my phone lines. If you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey, be in the driver's seat with Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, or the Michael Van Tool Show, there's one number to call, 248-516-8300, and your company can join the list of companies that support our programs. Companies like Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you from Century 21 Town and Country. She can be reached at 248-909-9711. And, of course, the law office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, and Hallway Industrial Cleaning, 248-516-8300. That financial seminar is coming up on the 29th, Saturday, right here at Michigan Ocean. We're in the studios right now at Northwestern and Evergreen. I want to make sure that those who attend get start off the year and build your credit and get apply and get a secured credit card. That's what we're going to be focusing on. It's so important to have a credit card these days. You need it to check into hotels. You need it to rent a car, you need it for emergencies. And we want to make sure that we get you a credit card. And it's done with a partnership between my company, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, and Colony, a realty and marketing company. And once again, it's Saturday, $20. It's right here at Michigan Ocean, Northwestern and Evergreen. And Franklin Wright Settlements, I want to thank also Franklin Wright Settlements and Monique Marks for the support of the programs here too. Franklin Wright Settlements does support our programs. And it is, they're one of the largest, and if not the oldest, nonprofit in Michigan supporting low and moderate income families. And you can reach them to make a donation at 313-579-1000. All right, let's hear from a couple of our listeners, and let's go to Dr. Smith. Good morning, sir. Thank you for waking up and joining us on the air. Please make your comment or question.
Well, again, good morning to that favorite Sunday morning team.
Good morning.
Amen. Bless you, sir.
Good morning.
It sounds like the Honorable Prophet Caffey. Well, anyway.
Come along, bless his heart. Here you go again, man.
this has been a trying season for all of us. Rev. Antoine, you know what I've shared with you. However, I've been hearing stories about wars and rumors of wars. Well, my friend William Murphy put it like this. We better stay on our knees and we better fast and pray like never before.
Smith, I'm still trying to get over things like tsunamis and now this underwater volcano that just erupted in the Pacific Ocean, the melting of these the ice caps, the warming of the world. There's something,
something
happening with our weather, and
God,
this is these are things that we've never seen before. Yes.
Listen, people are walking away from their marriages, and that's a stickler for me. And I'm like, well, Lord, he placed on me the mantle to pray for marriages to be restored. And I'm like, but I don't see nothing. And so one of my friends said, because you don't see it, don't mean he's not doing it. Now, the other end of this, we got pastors. I'm finna mess up, so y'all, Kimberly, y'all better hold my coat. We got people coming out the closet. Pastors, they're being put on blast. Men of God, and well, men, women are coming out the closet and got a side piece. All kind of crazy stuff, but God is letting all this stuff come to pass. Either we're going to choose God and live, or we're going to choose the devil and we're going to die. I'm going to let that go right there.
Well, I, you know, seeing that you brought it up, Dr. Smith,
I noticed the
president of the university, U of M, was just fired after 118 pages of emails and text messages were released and to the public, and Dr. Mark Slissel was removed as president of the university based on an illicit affair with one of his co-workers, it looks like. So, but you brought it up, so that's why I mentioned it. I wasn't even going to go there with the you know, on the news. All right, thank you for your comments this morning. We appreciate it. Before we go off the, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I need to speak with you later on if you can give me a call.
Absolutely. And before we go off the air today, we are going to have some encouraging words from Chaplain Caffey on the passing of our lead sponsor, his son, Attorney Johnny Hawkins' son, Jonathan, who passed a few days ago, and we'll have some final remarks on that. Thank you so much, Dr. Smith.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, let's go back to the phone line. It's a caller. We're ending number 1111. Good morning, caller. Go right ahead. Thanks for calling the Michael Van Tool Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope you all are doing well. I'm calling from a cold East Coast morning, freezing. Two quick things. One is big tech bias against pro-black people. I've been banned or blocked from YouTube, Facebook, Wikipedia for 2 years consecutive. Microsoft, of course, owns LinkedIn, and Bill Gates is connected to Microsoft. I could go on.
Why have you been banned?
Well, on Wikipedia, I used to correct some of their anti-black and anti-Native Indian racism politely. I do a lot of research. Education is the part of what I do. So I just got banned. They wouldn't even allow me to share on the talk page. It's not just me. I'm just mentioning it because if we can't communicate via digital platforms, even Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T, they blocked my children's pro-black art, nothing out of the way. My kids are, you know, young kids, and they're being bullied by an entity like that. But it's not just me, and it's not about me. It's how do we then get communicate? Even Blog Talk, when you type in, I have some shows I produce. They don't show most of them because they're
Why
don't
are
talk.
They, what
I don't
are they
curse,
so afraid?
I don't speak.
What are they so afraid to hear?
Well,
from you?
The white establishment accepts if people communicate in Ebonics because they make fun of that, even though Ebonics
okay.
is beautiful.
Yes,
but if
yes.
you can communicate in the slave tongue using their language and their research and their analytics and break down their system, they're very – well, Dr. King, you see, they killed him. He wasn't talking about slap people back, even though I think we should, you know. But I'm just raising that. The second quick thing is I think that I run into a problem. I'm not religious, but what often happens is I'm pro-black, but most of my friends and family put their religion on the top. So when I reach my hand out, they think I'm going to hell. I say, well, I haven't raped no one. I don't steal. I don't take drugs. My kids play chess. We do good stuff. Why? Well, because you're not Christian. My Muslim friends feel the same way. Like, you don't believe in Allah. So I'm in the circle of very few people. Then I open to LGBT, even though I'm straight. What? You have an LGBT friend? Well, yeah. I don't sleep with him or her or nothing. Oh, you can't be black. Then my straight friends, my gay friends. Oh, well, why you don't always stand up for the gay community? Well, sometimes it needs to be critiqued, just like I do. We're so divided. So my family and I stay to ourselves. But hopefully we can all get over this, and I won't take up much time because you all have
what
to
is,
end.
What is your name or what name will you go by? I know you've been banned so
Hotep
much, you
Kenyatta.
Probably.
I use different names because they keep blocking me, so I outsmart them and come up with a new IP address and new name, change my voice. Hello. You know? It's crazy.
Hotep Kenyatta. Well, let me tell you, I appreciate, thank you. You know, we have an open platform here, and we appreciate what you're saying. And that's why I don't, and my listeners know all these years that I've been on the radio, I'm going to talk straight. I'm going to give it to you straight. I don't use all this slang. I don't use all this jive talk and stuff like that. This is a platform that I believe that I was given, whether it's on broadcast radio or on internet radio. And I want people to be clear and understand what I'm saying. And so I appreciate you, the 2 points that you wanted to make clear. And I appreciate you standing up for people of color, for African Americans, and for trying to get your point out and doing it the right way. Doing it the right way. That's why I am so upset about all these efforts to stop people from voting. Why would you want to stop people? First of all, if people start rioting, you tell them to vote. And then now they're voting. And now you want to take the vote away. So that's why people feel so disenfranchised. I mean, we can go on. I only got about a few more minutes left.
Yeah.
But Hotep Kenyatta, please. Call us back again. We're here every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Thank
for,
you. A solution
for
is Pan Africanism because if we think British flag or American flag, they have us caught because then we worship their system. But if we think global, like they rape the world, we realize, oh, the Jamaican, the African, the Haitian, the Afro-Brazilian, the African-American,
yes.
We're all family. Thank you all. Love
yes.
you. Peace.
You got it. Oh, my God. This
Thank
guy
you.
Is right
Thank
on
you.
Target. Thank you so much yeah. for calling. Oh, Sunday morning team, that was a hit. I love that conversation. And he gets
mm-hmm.
it. He gets
mm-hmm.
it. And just imagine if we... You know that song by Bob Marley, I think it's called Africa Unite. Can you imagine
mm-hmm. yeah.
this world if we unite, if the colors united?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What
mm-hmm.
power. What power that
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just so happy we ended on that note today.
That was
that powerful note. I really hope that Hotep Kenyatta calls back again. And he's got some power. No wonder they want to kick him off the air.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah.
That was powerful. That was powerful.
Michael.
Yes.
Michael, let me add, because this is also important. One of our favorite sponsors, Miss Monique Marks, has been announced as the Detroit Choice
oh, yes.
Awards 22. Vanguard honoree.
Humanitarian
yes,
of
give
the year.
Her, yes, we want to give her our congratulations. We want to extend our praises to her and continue
yes.
to encourage her for leading Franklin Wright settlements into and through this pandemic and continuing to serve the community at the highest level possible. So I just
yes,
want to continue to
Kimberly,
say thank
I,
you. Yes,
I,
please.
Kimberly, I need to pay you and put you on salary now. This, I mean, you saved me on a couple things.
Y'all heard that,
I
right.
did, I did not know.
No.
I did not know about, no, I did not, I, and I thank you. I did not know about Jonathan Hawkins, and thank you for updating me about Johnny Hawkins' son. And I did reach out and sent a congratulatory note, personal and on social media, to Monique Marks. But thank you for getting it in this morning. It's Humanitarian of the Year. That was the that's
yeah.
the award.
Yeah.
And you know, at one of the recent board meetings, I don't know if you remember, I made a statement to everybody, and I said, you know, what's happening now is Monique has become a city leader.
Yes.
She has moved
yes, she has.
To this level
mm-hmm.
now where she is in leadership of this city. It's from the
mm-hmm.
hard work. It's from that dedication. It's from all those excellent financial audits from Franklin Wright
mm-hmm.
year after year after year. It's from all of the record income from grants over the years, and for the work that Franklin Wright has done under her leadership through thriving through the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to make sure she gets to listen to this program too. There's a couple of people I'm going to send the program to in email, and she's one of them. And of course, Attorney Johnny Hawkins, our lead sponsor.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure if they didn't hear it. Some people listen to the program on the replay throughout the week, but I definitely have to get her. We will definitely I wanted to make sure, and thank you, Kimberly, again, because I wanted to make sure we got that out. And did you know my candidate this past summer for city council, Erica Maria, also received an award, too, from the same organization? Yes, my candidate. Look, guys. I know how to pick a winner. Okay, I know, and so I got two key women in leadership now, and who have just received this award from here in the city of Detroit. All right, once again, I am sad to announce that. Our main sponsor, Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, he's part of the $1 million and multi-million-dollar advocates forum. That means he's won 6- and 7-figure cases. He's a super lawyer, and you know his commercials. He's known across the country, and unfortunately, his son, 32 years old,
died a few days ago. And with the few minutes left that we have, first of all, I just want to thank the Sunday Morning Team for an engaging show this morning. I love the conversations we had. I thank the callers, and I thank you for your input. And I'm telling you, I can't wait till this show goes to an even another level. And, you know, Attorney Johnny Hawkins just loves the Sunday Morning Team. So he may be listening now, and, you know, we're just going to respect his wishes that you know, everything remain peaceful and quiet with the family as they go through this time. Chaplain Kathy from the International Police and Fire Association, Chaplains Association, please share some words of encouragement as we go off the air. You'll probably hear some music in the background, but as of right now, we want to turn it over to you for the last few minutes to share some words of encouragement and prayer for Jonathan Hawkins, also known as JX. God bless you all. Amen. I love you all. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of the show.
God bless
you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you all as well. Father God, we pray for all of those whose lives have been touched by tragedy, rather by accident or deliberate act. Father God, we pray for those who mourn. We ask that you immerse them in your love and lead them through this darkness. Grab them in your arms and in your life for those who comfort. Be in both the words they use and all that's left unspoken. Fill each heart with love. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank you all. My prayers goes out to the entire Hawkins family, and know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God be with you. May God keep you in perfect peace.
Thank you, Chaplain. Thank you so much.
Bless you. Bless you so much.
And let's hear a little bit of Randall Smith, Minister Randall Smith. You are everything.
You are everything.
God is everything.
Yes, he is.
You are everything. You're more than a mother, father, sister,
brother.
You are everything.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything...
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be-